Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You got the best quarterback in the game, right?
Wow.
Isn't that what people are saying? Aaron Rodgers, he did look like it at times, especially on the touchdown drive where it was just dinking and dunking and empty, and it was pretty, you know, fluid and amazing.
Yes.
But you got to give credit to this Jets defense because they played so much, I won't say better, but more sound than they did a week ago.
They did a much better job stopping the run. And here's what they did that I really appreciate. Even though the Titans had a nice sustained drive on that final drive, it was a bend but don't break situation. Just keep the Titans out of the end zone. Yep. And they did. And Will McDonald, that's the guy I really got to point out, especially because of what happened to Jermaine Johnson. Will McDonald gave us a little glimpse of what he needs to be.
Right. Not who we want him to be, but who he needs to be
Who he now needs to be.
It's funny because the immediate response was, oh, this helps Haason Reddick. Now they're desperate. I don't know if it necessarily changes the conversation. Because at the end of the day, the Jets are still going to have to want to pay him. It's not like he's just going to come in and be like, okay, now I'll pay for what I'm supposed to be paying.
No. It may have to change the Jets' thought on how aggressive they want to be in paying him, and it would behoove them to get something done with him. Mm. But in the meantime, Will McDonald, a former first-round pick in his second year in the NFL, needs to blossom. But I will say this about Aaron Rodgers and Will Levis that really made me feel good during the conclusion of this game as I started to give thought to what I just witnessed for 3 hours. Jet fans, for how many years did the New York Jets lose a game because their quarterback did something stupid? How many times over the years have we watched quarterbacks do dumb, inexcusable things in a winnable game that costs us from tasting the sweet nectar of a victory? And how often have we watched someone else quarterback the other team and brilliantly read a defense and say, you know what? I'm going to audible into a run.
Samuel Jets.
Or make a perfect throw on a third down. Or just know what the hell he's doing in that huddle. And so what was very rewarding about yesterday's win, I almost want to cry. Because it actually made me feel so freaking good. And if you're laughing at me, you just don't get it. Because you've had Eli Manning at quarterback, uh-huh. Or you're a Steeler fan, and you had Ben Roethlisberger, you're a Chief fan, you had Pat Mahomes. It was so psychedelic to watch the other team do stupid things and watch my team, at least at the quarterback position, do smart things.
Well, it matters when you have the best quarterback on the field. Not the saying that Aaron Rodgers is always going to be that, especially at 40 years old, but when you have the better quarterback on the field, somehow things just kind of work out.
But you know what they had,
in your favor, seriously.
But better, yes, I agree with you, but I want to parse that word just a little bit because there were moments from Will Levis.
There were
some really impressive moments from Will Levis. Ultimately, what did Will Levis in is he wasn't the smartest quarterback on the field. And I believe no matter who the New York Jets play.
And that's not like IQ smart. That's just decision-making smart.
Look, it's also being in the league for 20 years. Like, what? Will Levis is a baby. Maybe there's a day where Will Levis becomes smarter with the football. I don't know. I'm not going to end his career now. But it is really, really nice to have a guy quarterbacking the position, not to besmirch anybody. I'm not here to besmirch any other person. Zach Wilson! But it is so...
God bless you.
Thank you. It is so refreshing to have the smarts on the field. And then the calmness. Like, I watched his post-game press conference, and he's so chill. Like, he's drugged up or something. And he's like, yeah, you want to hear about that Breece Hall touchdown?
It's micro ayahuasca.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
He's like, hey, media who's eating out of the palm of my hand. Hey, want to hear a cool story? So Breece comes to me and says, hey, I get one-on-one with a linebacker. Just tell me to go, and we'll be good to go. And I'm like, okay. And I'm listening to this, and I'm like, that's my guy.